The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Ho, 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 internet. This is the ReviewParty.com podcast. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
I'm Chris.
Very good. As you can see, we have a Santa's Little Helper here with us, as is tradition. Our friend, you know him from telling us it's okay to swear before every episode. Chris, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. More me.
Yeah, we need more.
Dumb joke.
We need more Chris around this podcast. We should make you record an outro, some like diss track one-liners we can drop.
I could just do, if you guys want those like binaural beats, I can just hit some low notes for that.
Yes.
I try and delete as much ASMR from the podcast as possible in the editing room. So it would be a real spin on the regulars, I think. I think they would really... They might discover something about themselves if that happens.
Do you guys ever do like infrasound to make people really uncomfortable like they do in horror movies? just to screw with people in their cars. Like, I usually like the podcast, but I rubbed me the wrong way.
No, I like people to laugh.
That's probably generally why my podcast failed in retrospect.
I always had fun.
Yeah, the subliminal like horror messaging and propaganda that you lace throughout every episode.
Yeah. Weird choice, but
I'm waiting to bring it back. I saw an episode squeak out one day.
Yeah, somebody snuck in a Thanksgiving one, much to my surprise as well.
That rules.
Anyway, yeah. We're not talking about creeps. We're not talking about thanks. We're talking about jollies.
Yeah, it's freaking the holiday season. Happy holidays, everyone. I think we have some reviews rounded up between the three of us. Who wants to pass out the first present?
I'd like to, because this one says everything you need to know about ReviewParty.com, the podcast that takes internet reviews and pokes fun at them.
No, we wouldn't dare.
We wouldn't dare, but we would. I have with me, for you all and the listeners, an Amazon review for an Amazon gift card.
All right. That's very popular around the holidays.
It is. This comes to us from She Reviews. It's an apt reviewer name. And she reviews, titles her review, Every Kiss Begins with Amazon. She writes... Oh, it's important to know this is for a $50 Surfing Santa animated gift card. Ooh. She writes, "Woo, nothing like an e-gift card. You'll feel redeemed when you purchase this card. Nothing says love more than an Amazon gift card. Did your girlfriend change the locks and isn't responding? She didn't really want to file that restraining order. She just wants an Amazon gift card. Best way to send it? Through email, because she probably has you blocked on text, right? Amazon is willing to deliver this beaut of a card to say, Merry Christmas, honey. I've got the goods. 5 stars.
What kind of shit is this? She reviews energy put in the air.
She's putting a woman scorned energy in the air.
I hope she just made some jokes that didn't quite land, is sort of the feeling that I have.
That definitely took like a bit of a Lynchian turn. I thought I was listening to an Amazon ad through the first sentence, and then boy, did things get dark there.
Yeah. I think she's spending Christmas alone, but she's kind of happy about it.
Is this the beginning of like an X-Files Christmas shopping episode? It starts on Cyber Monday with an Amazon gift card purchase gone wrong.
Ooh, I like that. The Amazon gift card is like, it's some sort of weird alien technology that's taken people over.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. And making people write scary reviews.
And how did that alien technology get back here? Jeff Bezos' spaceship.
Oh my God.
It all makes sense. That's why he's wearing the cowboy hat. To hide his pulsating alien brain.
She's got one of those little Futurama brain slugs stuck up there.
Yeah, I think Squid Game's rules, man. Yeah, human stuff is cool.
But she reviews. She suspects something is up. Could she be our savior against this? I don't know.
Is she like Constantine? How many times has Keanu Reeves been the savior?
Pretty much always.
Yeah. Every time.
Does Bill count? Or Ted? I don't remember which one he was.
Ted.
Is he Ted? How do you know that, Matt?
We got William S. Preston Esquire and Theodore Logan Jr., if I'm not mistaken.
I think those movies are cool, but how fresh is your rewatch, bro?
Not very fresh, but that factoid is stuck up there.
Yo, it's lodged in deep.
But as long as we're derailed on the Keanu train, I can't think of a movie where he is the bad guy.
You're going to kill me.
The movies that are coming to my mind, should I list them?
Sure.
Speed, he's the good guy.
Yeah.
Matrix, we've already covered that. John Wick, that's clear as day.
Not only how many times is he like a Jesus figure?
Okay.
He
Point Break, definitely.
Neo's definitely just like, it starts off as Office Space, but then he turns into Goku combined with Jesus. Point Break, he's just handsome. I feel like he's not good or bad. He's neutral handsome.
You wouldn't consider him a Jesus figure in Point Break?
He's Johnny Utah, man.
I don't know.
What about he's kind of a bad guy in real life for shilling Cyberpunk 2077 to all of us?
Yeah. I didn't play it, but I don't think
he knew any better. You see him on stage, how excited he was that people were excited? He was just swept up in all the fun.
That's true. He's just a victim of the hype machine like the rest of us. I'll take it. Right. I'll buy that.
Someone was like, we're going to make the best video game ever. You're going to be a part of it. You're going to have a robot arm and smoke cigarettes and be a rock star and do some fun voice work. And Keanu was like, all right. And then he went up on stage and everyone was like, yeah, yeah, you give money to charity. Yeah. And he was like, woo, this is a video game. I don't think that guy plays video games at all. He's too busy saving the world.
That's true.
I think it's a safe bet.
And that's what Christmas is all about. Keanu Jesus. Sorry, I'm desperately trying to get us back on rails, even though I was the one who wrenched us off.
The joke has already happened where someone put Keanu on the top as their tree topper, for sure. You can Google image that, no doubt.
No doubt there are votive candles, one of those little prayer candles with Keanu in there, yes.
I want a Keanu that sort of has long arms and he's holding up a bunch of candles for Hanukkah.
Ooh.
See, put that on Etsy.
I was just at a con, as the kids are calling it, yesterday, and the same guy who I bought a Saint Guy.
What version of Keanu? We got like modern cut goatee Keanu. What are we saying about this dude? Merry Christmas, Keanu.
Big fan of the show.
The show, the cat. The trench coat, all that Keanu stuff I like. I could have a review here.
Let's hear it.
Sure. This is a review from Daddy Amazon for a Jack Black brand Intense Therapy Lip Balm. That's a bit of a tongue twister, a Christmas tongue twister. Oh, all my reviews today are from the Amazon Holiday Gifts for Dad section. is the thing that I went with this year. And man, these reviews are just definitely full of reviews from some just normal dads.
Sweet.
I think I got a couple that are intensely dad, that are so in your face dad, that it's very Christmas. David A. Williams, no doubt a dad, says no longer addicted. By the way, the flavor he had was natural mint and shea butter. He writes, "Hi, my name is David. I'm a recovering lip balmaholic. I'm not sure how I got hooked. I kind of remember taking a hit of a French chapstick in high school. I remember the smooth, creamy feeling. It was wonderful. I had no idea it would lead to a life of addiction. Over the years, I've progressed from an occasional user to constantly thinking about my next fix. Recently, my dealer for my preferred fix was out of my preferred lip eye. I had ordered 30 tubes. Wow. I told my wife it was going to get free shipping, but I knew the truth. I needed to have a stash of lip balm to prevent me from ever even thinking I could ever run out. I turned to Amazon in hopes of a temporary fix until I could get my stuff. I found this Jack Black stuff. I ordered it Prime, looking for a quick fix. It's different. Weirdly, I no longer walk past my dresser in the bedroom where I keep my stash of lip balm, and I have to take a quick smear. I obviously think about it, but I feel my lips really don't need anything. I may be cured. I hope so. This Jack Black stuff has turned my lips life around. If you are hooked, this may be your salvation. Good luck. 5 stars.
I just want to comment, not even on the review itself, but your well-timed sniff right after you need a quick hit.
Oh, my nose is just very stuffy. It
contributed. It contributed beautifully to the flavor of.
He's famously a method podcaster, so I don't know what's going on over there.
I shit you not, I have never been a lip balm user. I'm a big believer in, if you drink enough fucking water, you don't need chapstick, you dehydrated masses. But I was just feeling a little burn in the lips the other day, and I purchased a rare lip balm. I got a lemon vanilla right here. I'm putting it on my my lips as we speak for a supple podcast experience.
But are you going to have the smooth, tender lips of one Mr. Jack Black? Just how I assume those are being sold.
That has always kind of perplexed me, how there is a company called Jack Black and yet they don't attempt to tie themselves to Jack Black at all.
I first saw them, you go to the men's section in Ulta and that's like it. There's like a shelf. It's got some stuff and one of the products is Jack Black and that's the beard oil from Ulta. And I was like, I'll try it. And it's great. It's some of my favorite beard oil I've ever used. But when I first got it, I was like, oh, Jack Black, the actor, has a men's hygiene line? And I was like, oh, he doesn't even use his face to advertise? That's so classy. Only to later find out there are two men.
Apparently.
And they're both great. They're both heroes of masculine self-image.
Yeah, I remember getting some Jack Black shampoo one Christmas. It was black licorice scented.
Wow.
Which I adore. I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, but...
Did you smell like a fucking soda pop after you washed your hair?
It was great. I don't know. I like it. But to this review... I wouldn't say I've ever been addicted to lip balm, but I have been, you know, it's the time of season where people do get a little chap going on, and I've been thinking, why are we compelled to lick our lips in the vain hope that that will make it better? Yeah, like, we've done it all our lives, and we know it makes it worse. Why do we still do it? That's what I'm addicted to.
I'm like a little fucking lick-a-tongue. I'm lapping out my lips like a freak all day. I just can take it, man.
Man, do you think lick-a-tongue has super chapped lips?
I don't even think lick-a-tongue be having lips.
That's a fair point. He's just kind of like a bowling ball with a tongue coming out of it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a more of a hatch situation.
He has like the turtle like bone plate mouth.
Yeah, no exactly. No, I really think he does. I know Lickitung is in
the jungle.
The jungle. Yeah, in the Safari Zone, good pull, Matt. But in Detective Pikachu, when they all look all realistic, I think he does like have it look he or she. I shouldn't misgender my Pokemon friend. It has like a turtley type texture or something, or a skin texture.
Little gecko thing.
So, little gecko situation.
I want to pose a question. That guy said he was ordering 30 tubes of balm at once.
Yep.
How long would it take you guys to lose all 30 tubes?
To lose them?
Because I think I can do it in under 10 days. I'm fairly confident.
So you can relate. You're like, okay, he's just getting like a 10-day sash.
He's getting a week's supply. Yeah.
You got him on like a belt of ammo. You just deploy a new one. Yeah,
I think that's the answer, Chris. You need a bandolier for your chapstick.
Can finally put that Chewbacca onesie to good use.
I put on a jacket that I hadn't worn for I don't know how long. Like, oh, I'm going out a little fancier dinner. Let me grab that fancy jacket I haven't worn in 2 years. Oh, sweet. There's a fresh tube of chapstick in it.
Hey, you must have had an important little night if that chapstick was sitting in there on you, so it didn't go good, huh?
Who could say?
You didn't even eat the whole tube. Man.
I had this friend in high school who... We're talking about kids addicted to stuff. This kid was addicted to eating Thin Mint chapstick. I was like, why don't you eat fucking Thin Mints? Things designed for consumption. He's like, no, this is better.
God, that's awful.
That's so gross.
Yeah, so that joke, yeah, brought some PTSD that now you all have as well.
Man, I did a race, like a road race. I don't remember what it was, but like 10 miles-ish, let's say. Oof. At the very end of this race, we get to like the big party at the end, and Sierra Nevada is there, and they're passing out like bottle openers and koozies and pale ale flavored chapstick, which is the worst. I would go out on a limb and say it's the worst thing I've experienced in my entire life.
So who did anyone like it? Did anyone else try it in your party?
My roommate fucking loved it. He couldn't get enough of it. And I'm like, why do you want hop flavor on your lips just all day?
Yeah, that is weird how companies will do that as promotion.
Your roommate was a white man in his late 20s.
True, he has a beard.
Yep. Did he know? Was he ashamed that he was a stereotype, or did he do it? Did he love unconditionally and without fear?
I think it was the latter. I think he was embracing it. He was living his best life.
It makes me want to die.
Just thinking about it makes me want to gag.
Yeah. Oh my god. I love IPAs. I mean, two IPAs in a week is enough. I feel like you get a six-pack IPA, that's going to last me a while. Now, I don't need it in cream form to absorb into my skin through my lips.
The constant wafting of Centennial hops crawling. I wonder how, like, if the producer of that chapstick tried to talk the people out of it when they placed the order. You sure?
No, I feel like this was some Nathan for you, like, marketing pitch joke that just happened. It just started to snowball into something. The lie became too real too quick.
As a marketing professional, I can say beyond a doubt that that absolutely happens from time to time.
Dude was like, shit, I don't want to go to this fucking meeting. I want to pitch something stupid. And they're like, we love it. Can we put it on TikTok?
Ah, son of a.
Can we grab this one instantly? Swimming in money. That's how I imagine CEOs that can pitch marketing react to ideas that they like.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right.
Did Sierra Nevada have any beer at their location, their tent?
I think they were the end of race beers, which also, like, I don't want a pale ale after a run. Like, just throw me a nice crisp, like, Coors Light or something. I don't... I'm tired. I already kind of want to throw up. Like, don't give me something that's going to complicate.
I never understood the runner's high. I went to like a Disney marathon after party. Yeah, the people are going nuts and getting hammered. I was like, bro, don't you want to like drink a chocolate milk and go to bed?
Well, no, that's just like running is a horrible hobby. So like. Well, you're like, ah, oh, finally, I'm done doing the thing I love. I can get drunk and forget about it.
Merry yeah. Christmas, everyone.
Yeah.
So I got a Christmas review for you guys on the topic of drinking. This is for the classic cookbook, drink book. It's Let's Get Blitzen, 60 plus Christmas cocktails to make your spirits bright. And this is a review from Stephen M. Gave it 5 out of 5 stars. It's titled, Personality Shines Through, with 2 exclamation points. Fun recipe book for Christmas. Souther's great personality is all over it. Perfect size for throwing in your back pocket at a gathering and impressing friends with your never-ending knowledge of cocktail recipes. Practice sneaking looks without getting caught first or the gig is up. So... Steven must be a real hoot at parties.
This reminds me of the college humor book, How to Make Friends and Impress People or whatever. I forget what the title is. But it's like how to basically be an asshole and impress people. I remember before college, I got like the college humor guide to college and that one. And my friend who is into college humor, my older friend who actually went to college, so them liking college humor was much cooler than me. They're like, yeah, that How to Impress Friends one is such, they're such jerk offs in it. It doesn't even, it's not even funny. So he's joking, right?
I hope so. I mean, can you imagine being at a party and you're like, hey, man. What you drinking? It's a Tom Collins. Oh, Tom Collins. That's a one part gin, one part lemon juice, two part club soda, right, guy?
Yeah, I guess so.
For me, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious application to use this with friends would be like, hey, I got this Christmas cocktail book. You want to come over and try some?
Right.
Not a, is that like a variation on the Rudolph, the red nose Shirley Temple skidoo there?
Huh? Yeah, he's totally got this to try and class himself up. He sees somebody's got a quart of half and half. His eyes start to get wide. Oh, the words White Russian are on his lips before they even start pouring.
This dude just needs to bring some. Are Google Glasses ever a thing? Did Google Glasses ever become a thing? Because isn't that what this is for?
They were a thing like for like a month, I think.
Yeah, they like came on beta, some people got them, and they were shitty, and they never existed again, right?
Who's that, or maybe a privacy thing?
Are there people
thing?
Walking among us with Google Glasses, having endless martini knowledge?
Yeah, they're just analyzing your drink, like. It's like the Terminator, but it gives you no useful information about anything except for what the chemical composition of somebody's cocktail is.
That's cool. I like they'll be intoxicated in 30 minutes.
The sad thing is no bartenders are using it. They just fucking learn like normal humans that want to talk about cocktails. It's just guys like Stevie, is that his little name?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Little Stevie with his little, you see Stevie fucking looking at that book in his shorts again.
It's even weirder because, like, I don't know if you guys have ever read any of these, like, seasonal cocktail books, but it's all regular cocktails given
fun names.
Seasonal names. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Oh, right.
So, like,
what a racket.
Steve's going to be over here like, oh, you're drinking a Santa Fashion? They're like,
what?
No, it's an Old Fashioned. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know what I think is funny about elitist Old Fashioned drinkers? Is I'm from the UP. I'm as far north as north gets. All my grandparents are, like, you know, first generation immigrants from where Old Fashioned's be coming from, and they just pour Kessler and Sprite and fucking chug that shit. That's like me growing up thinking what an Old Fashioned is. None of that weird rind shit. Fucking until, throw a cherry in there.
Until Mad Men was backed by the Demerara sugar cube. Big Demerara. Chilling that show.
That's my cocktail review website username, Big Demerara.
I bought a package of those sugar cubes, not joking, probably 5 years ago. And I think I finally used the last one like a couple months ago. I wildly overestimated how often I was actually going to want to use a sugar cube when I was making a drink.
I would just put that shit in anything. I would spice up a little Kool-Aid, a little afternoon Kool-Aid.
A hot tea, like man. Yeah. You have Looney Tunes in your house so often. That shouldn't please me as much, but one lump or two. Oh, I'd be off the rails. I already am. I can't even speak straight.
Matt can't speak. We're going to just hop to a break and resuscitate this holiday homie.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Upon Further Review.
Do, 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 do. That's the song.
The classic. It is the original, the one and only Upon Further Review, where we take a look at something which we thought we knew, but we realize we needed to learn a little bit about. And today, in honor of holiday dinners and overindulgence, we are looking at the bug of the sea. What would you call that, either of you?
The labster?
The labster.
No.
You got it.
Don't they, lobsters that live for like 110 years and like when they come for like 20 minutes or something?
I can verify the first fact. Not so sure on the second one.
My research did not include that.
You guys know the movie Lobster? With
Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wants to... I forget if you're good or if you're bad, you get turned into an animal in that movie.
It's if you don't find a mate, right?
That's right. Yeah. You get turned into an animal if you fail in finding a mate. And he picked a lobster. And I think one of the reasons... Or they, like, mate for life, and their sex is awesome. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
That is an interesting movie. Yeah.
That movie is... I can't recommend that movie enough. If you like weird movies, out there concepts, like dark humor, that movie's fucking great.
It is out there. I mean, it's just
that plot has been done to death, though, by Hollywood, right? Classic guy meets girl, guy can't fall in love with girl, guy gets turned into lobster. I mean, we've seen it a million times.
True, true. Yeah. Hey, but not with John C. Reilly in it, am I right?
Whoa. I take it back.
In any case, I don't have anything to talk about as far as the sex lives of lobsters go, but about how they came to be fancy food. You see, lobsters are strange. We look at them and we're like, that looks like a bug. And in fact, lobster comes from the old English word lop, L-O-P-P-E, which means spider. And it used to be plentiful poor people food. I don't know how loosely or closely quoted this is, but in 1622, the governor of Plymouth Plantation, William Bradford, was embarrassed to admit to the newly arrived colonists that the only food they had was lobster, without bread or anything else but water.
Some people would get down with that. That sounds decent to me. In fact, we at least had some butter.
At that point, it's noted that they may have been cooked dead as opposed to the scandalous live cooking, which we now utilize. Uh-huh. But yeah, they would wash up on the shores along the coast and be like, just grab that. Don't let anybody see where you threw the shells because we don't want them to know we're eating lobster. In the 19th century, you could get Boston baked beans for 53 cents a pound. You could get canned lobster for 11 cents a pound.
Oh, my goodness.
They're like, this is poor people food.
We have to go back.
Right?
We have to go back.
Right. Eventually, in the mid-19th century, when railroads started cropping up all across the nation, us inlanders had never seen or heard of lobsters. So these enterprising people were like, serve lobster on the train. These people, they're not going to know what the heck it is. And it turns out they're like, this is pretty good. Can we get some more of that? Okay. So it started showing up in restaurants and stuff and started to be somewhat accepted as not just poor people food, but regular food until World War II. When that was something that wasn't rationed. You can't buy too much sugar, can't buy too much butter, you can't buy too much beef or pork, but you can buy all the lobster you want. And people are like, well, if this is what we have to eat, this is what we're going to eat. And people are like, hey, hang on a second. This stuff's good. And that's I rushed through this a bit because I know we want to have more fun. But yeah, it's... It's because of trains and war that were like, well,
that lobster rules.
Here it is. It's going to cost you $14 a pound. Deal with it.
I'm dealing with it, bro. I've been thinking about how I need to have some surf and turf.
Ooh.
Some turf and surf, even.
I'm a big lobster roll man. Myself, I'd be with those Plymouth settlers. Just some lobster, some bread, a little bit of butter.
If Chris was a Mega Man boss, he'd be lobster roll man. Lobster roll man.
I'm not 100% sure, but I feel like caviar might have a super similar story to lobster. There's like real caviar that's really hard to get a hold of. And then there's just like the caviar that everybody eats, which is just like straight up dirt. It's just like, yeah, whatever, go get some caviar. But some like, if I remember right, some like Russian guy was like, wait a minute, people don't know the difference between fish eggs and these other fish eggs. I'm going to be a billionaire.
Right. Black caviar is the good stuff, right?
Yeah.
I could go for some bugs. I don't know about y'all.
I go for anything. As long as it tastes good, I don't care. Although the one time I saw the things like silkworm larva moving in a Chinese grocery store, it was like any supermarket you go to, you've got the styrofoam and cellophane wrapped steaks or ground beef or whatever. It was one of those, but they looked like, I don't know, like little mushrooms or maybe chestnuts or something. And I picked it up and they started moving and I was horrified. Yeah.
So I don't know. Westerner mind was busted.
I don't know if I would, I guess I'd try it once, anything once, but lobster plenty of times, please and thank you.
just bamboozle me. Just like, don't show me the preparation. Just put it in a stir fry. Don't tell me what it's, I'm sure it's fine, but just don't tell me till after, please.
How do you guys feel about that, like, dancing octopus when you pour the soy sauce on it? It starts flailing around.
Creepy.
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't know if I can stomach it. My mind would be playing tricks on me.
Yeah, it'd definitely be a game time decision for me. Like, I'd like to believe that I would, but I'm not too sure about that.
I just don't like. I only really like octopus and takoyaki, and at that point, it's like deep fried and covered in cheese, and you know, it's not raw in your face. Stuff when it like when eel is just when they just fucking boil the eel and serve it to you over rice, I'm like, you got to do some more stuff to that. I'm sorry.
You go to the buffet and they've got like the big red snapper, and he still has his whole face, and he's just looking at you like, "Hey, how's my insides?"
I know it's me. You know, this is my problem, not any of the foods, but I can't do it. I can't. I was raised to just see a pile of brown that tastes good. You know what I mean? And I've gutted a deer before, and I can eat venison, but there's something about it's time to eat it, and it can still say hello. I don't know about that. You just gotta lie to me. I need some degree of ostrich syndrome just in my life in general.
good way to live life.
Right.
Let me throw you guys a review that I found earlier today. This is for a Nier Automata 2B Comfort Silica Gel Rest support mat, mice mouse pad for computer PC / laptop wrist support.
This is a young cyborg lady. Ooh. It's butt cheeks for a mouse pad. Am I correct?
You are. Nope, it is in fact her butt for this one.
this time it's the butt, boys.
She a pretty lady.
To be fair, I found it through a Darling in the Franks 02 comfort silica blah 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 which was the front butt, but not to be confused. This review, which already I just, it's so peculiar to me that somebody is out there reviewing this product,
like, yeah, putting it out there that they purchased and right, use it.
Go ahead and pick it up, man, but you don't need to review it. But here was Jared D's review.
Jared:
very adequate. This is a solid mouse pad. I mostly got it because of 2B's butt, and fortunately, it's a decent mouse pad. 5 stars.
I mean, he got right to the point.
Hey, good for him, man.
He was honest. Right?
He went there for one reason. He knew it was going to deliver, and then he's like, oh, what do you know? Decent mouse pad. Good deal.
He's bringing this to work. Oh, he's like, this, the support I'm getting on the wrist is irreplaceable.
Oh, man, just gotta talk to the HR about this.
he buys a second one to paint as, I don't know, maybe bunny's feet he could rest upon.
Ooh, I like that. Maybe it's two grassy knolls with a putting green, a little golf course scene.
Yeah, he Jared's just way into golf, I guess. He's got that golfer carrying the two huge golf balls.
Does anybody else feel weirdly turned on by his par three? Is that just me?
He's got that giant robot golfer with the laser driver.
Hey, Jared, the guys from IT have been hanging out at your desk while you're working remotely. I don't know what it is, but they really like it over there. They're making sure your machine works and everything.
He even put a little mini golf green inside of his neon computer.
What a good guy.
What a good guy. He would never watch anime, that dirty, dirty stuff.
Oh, absolutely not.
He would never watch the special beach episodes either.
No, he would skip those. My nephew, we banned him from the Crunchyroll. because one of the pieces, he was watching one of the pieces and there was a booby in it.
It's bad news.
And those boys, when, there's no golf anime now, is there?
There surely is. There's volleyball anime. There's got to be
volleyball.
Anime.
I love volleyball anime, but yeah. Golf? There might be a manga.
I love the idea of somebody getting banned for a booby on Crunchyroll when, like, some of the most brutally horrifying violence I've ever seen in my life comes from anime. It's good priorities. Can I follow up Jared's review with another review on the same product?
Yes,
absolutely.
This one is posted by Amazon customer. This person already kind of knows how to work the system. Comfortable and top tier waifu. It's very nice. I don't know what kind of deep review you're looking for. 2B is sexy. The butt is firm for good support, but comfy to rest on. Just go ahead and get it, you degenerate.
To rest on. I like, like, boy, it's been a rough sesh. You're going to have to rest up.
Oh, man. I'm going to take this League of Legends break for a little bit.
Hey, every time you rest your wrist on the cheeks, you hear the Pokemon Poke Center music in your ears. Do, 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 do,
do. I love, just go ahead and get it, you degenerate.
He knows, listen, this is, yeah, this review by degenerate for degenerate. He's trying to make it clear.
The guy owns the store. But he's just like, come on, man. I know how to market these.
Four out of five degenerates.
The kind of person you are, because you're the kind of person I am, buddy. So, come on, I already rang it up for you. By the way, if you're interested in enjoying a golf Japanese comic book, you're going to look for King Golf. That's right, King Golf. There's at least 19 volume.
Whoa.
Wow.
If you're looking for an anime on reviews, you're going to look for Interspecies Reviewer, which might have a booby in it or two. You know, we deal with reviews. I thought, should I try and write a blog post about that? That means I have to watch it to catch anyone up who's like, what is he talking about? It's an anime where just the best type of men go have sex with different species of fantastical animals and review them.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody made that.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, family friendly.
We're earning our explicit tag today. Thank you, Chris. It's refreshing.
Yeah, I bring the little e-box. That's what I deliver.
I think we got time for one more gift, boys. Who wants to bring it up?
I think I'm plumb out. You guys got anything?
All right. I have a fantastic Amazon Christmas review here. This is an Amazon review for the Coleman 4-person pop-up tent. It's one of those tents that you just throw in the air and it goes whoosh, and springs out. You know, it's like tension. Yeah. I love them. Mindy titles her review, "Sucks So Bad." And Mindy writes, "I cannot recommend strongly enough against this tent. It was a Christmas gift for my daughter. She likes for us to camp out in the living room and watch movies on weekends, so I let her open it a few days early so we could have a fun little Christmas camp out. She unboxed it and unzipped the carrying case, and this thing literally popped out of the case, flew into the air, and hit her in the face. She was excited, so she didn't care much about that part. However, one of the supports was already broken. We never used it. I attempted repeatedly to fold it up and put it back in the carrying case so we could drive the 45 minutes to the nearest UPS store to return it to Amazon, but it will not fold back up. I can't even get it into the box. It doesn't fit safely in the car in its current state, so it just sits there, wedged between my desk and the wall to prevent it from flinging itself back into form as the world's most disappointing tent. Staring at me, eternally pissing me off at the manufacturer and Amazon. Do not buy this tent unless you just happen to enjoy having useless camping equipment on display in your home. 1 star.
I think there's a lot of people that enjoy that.
I know a lot of dads who just like to point at stuff and let you know that they have them, have it.
Right. They just like to have their stuff and stand in front out there with a bag of Lay's, just looking at the stuff they got.
Yeah. That's an original Coleman. Camp stove, two burners.
Yeah, I got three lawnmowers. No, a tenth of an acre. Why?
You never know. One goes down, you might need the next.
Yeah, I got one for different moods, one for different times of the year.
And of course, that one's set aside for little Joey when he's old enough to mow himself. Not mow himself, to be clear.
Ouch.
My father, who may be listening, did not let me mow the front yard because I couldn't do a good enough job.
Ooh, and people are going to see that. You can do the backyard. No one's going to see it.
Yeah, he liked the straight lines. He made sure to cut at sort of a zigzag angle. Ooh. So not left to right, but, you know, at a 45.
Right.
Sweeping across.
Man, grounds crew guy.
Yep. Yeah, his dream was once to be the head groundskeeper for the Milwaukee Brewers. And I hope that dream hasn't died.
Brewers or would it have been the Braves at that point?
Yeah, my dad is fucking ancient, I guess.
I don't know. I'm just poking.
But yeah, that's not his main hobby anymore. But I hope the dream hasn't died, Dad.
He would not have let me cut the front grass either, because I do the snake technique, the snake game,
just right.
Ever concentric circles.
Yeah, I did the backyard sometimes, just but I don't think he minded a hack job back behind the fence.
Right.
I kind of love, we bought our new house, and I was like, I'm going to have to get used to mowing a lawn, and my neighbor is very old and never mows her lawn, and it's awesome because time I mow, it looks so good, even though it's not at all.
It's like a jungle on the other side of that fence.
Perks.
Yeah, let's just get
you should get
yourself
her a Christmas
old neighbor
card this year. Thanks for never mowing your lawn.
We like the cat that lives under your porch. Actually, not really, because it lives under my porch too. Darn porch cats. Yeah.
I mean, would you rather have a roof cat? I don't think so.
No.
That's a fair point.
No.
I've triggered something in Matt.
Oh, no. You just hear the tap, tap. Uh-oh.
The skirting across.
I'm just picturing like a young Matt in a young Bruce Wayne moment opening up his attic and just... hundreds of cats just
so Matt's cat girl or cat woman.
Exactly.
Ooh, I'll take that.
Yeah, you'd do better than Halle Berry, I think, in that role. That probably wasn't her, I'm sure it was the directing. We don't talk bad about Miss Berry in this podcast, okay? Yes. Not around Christmas especially.
I'll talk about Anne Hathaway though. She did all right.
Oh yeah, she did all right.
I may or may not own an Anne Hathaway Catwoman mouse pad as well.
Hey, respect. I got a.
I don't.
Who played the cop kid in that movie?
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I got a Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a cop Robin mouse.
Man, you guys should have gone to the comics. I got a Killer Croc mouse pad.
Ooh,
great. You'd never guess what part of him is the lumps.
Is it the chest, the biceps?
I don't know.
Big croc,
big croc titties.
I didn't expect to. I was going to say his balls, and then I was like, he probably has a cloaca, right? So, no.
I don't want to know.
No Killer Croc balls to use. It's a shame.
Well, where does the human end and the man begin?
That's a fair point.
I mean, he does be wearing gym shorts.
I'm going to go. I'll go write a letter to DC Comics to get this cleared up right away.
We need to know.
Need to know about the balls. I know one time the guy who made Nightcrawler, they asked if there's anything only the creators knew. He was like, a Nightcrawler's got two fingers and two toes. and two somethings. But yeah, he's got two of something else as well. They won't say exactly what.
Uh-huh.
Two sets of nipples, I hope. I don't know why I hope that. I'm really indifferent.
Brent sleeping up at night, like, oh man, if it turns out Nightcrawler only has one pair of nipples, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
Wouldn't it be hard to be Wolverine and have like a third nipple that you want to get surgically removed, but every time you did it grew back because you're Wolverine?
So if a Wolverine gets a tattoo, does it just go away in like 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think so. If he had one, it would have to be before he got his powers, I think is the rules.
Man, what a bummer for him.
Yeah, I'm sure that dude wants to ink out.
Right? He seems like a guy who'd have at least one sleeve.
Sure. Maybe he doesn't need it. He's the kind of guy who doesn't need it. He's pure. He's of the wilderness.
Maybe that's why he has the sideburns.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's the only body art he can pull off.
Yeah, and the fucking V of chest hair. Poking out his kimono in his samurai arc. But I think that's a Christmas podcast. Came and went so fast.
Man.
Just like this year. Man, oh man. Well, happy holidays out there from all of us at ReviewParty.com. Thanks to Chris for coming out and guesting on this episode. You got anything to plug? If not, I can just cut this.
I nothing for me, but go watch some Korean street food videos on YouTube. I've been jamming them on them recently, and they're great fun.
I just watched, it was like a Taiwanese noodles and braised pork dish. I forget what channel, but boy, did it look flame.
That fucks. Anything. Just show me Asian street food, and I'm on board.
What a coincidence. That's my porn star name. Thank you for listening. We got new episodes of This Malarkey every Tuesday. If you'd like to send us a review to make some funnies over, holiday or otherwise, if you ever got a holiday one, we'll save it. We'll save it up. But send it to reviewparty.com@gmail.com and put your stinking name on it. I want to say who gave it to me.
Yes.
Yes. Matt's turn.
It's my turn. If you like talking to human beings and not bots online, you can talk to us through the internet, not just by sending us an email with a review, but by connecting on social media. You can do so on Instagram and TikTok at ReviewParty.com or on Twitter at ReviewPartyPod. We're tossing up jollies there all year long. So really, if you're not there, you're missing out. And you know what else you're missing out on? ReviewParty.com, where you can find all of these episodes. You can find every single blog post ever written under the sun about a review. And you can find the shop. You can just hang out. Just hang out for a while.
Do it. Hey, we got a theme song. You probably heard it. Bread for Breakfast by Nosebleeds. You can check them out on Spotify. Merry Christmas. Matt, do you have a review to send Santa off this year?
I do. To send the old man out on his merry way, I have, what else, an Amazon review for Manly Man Soap, 100% natural skincare bar, scented with essential oils, 1 4-ounce bar, and a handy travel gift tin. Great for men, workout, muscle, exercise lovers. And Melody Pete titles her review, Love the Scent. Melody writes, I bought this soap as a stocking stuffer for my 14-year-old grandson as a gentle poke at his impending manhood. Turns out it was a great buy. Wonderful scent, great texture. All the men in the family were jealous. They didn't get it. 5 stars.
Man, whenever I see someone else getting a prod towards manhood, I wish I was receiving that prod.
Poke me, Grandma.